Hello, everyone. It's 10:40, and so I'd like to readjourn our Board of Forestry meeting, and we will now move to item number three, and our presenter, Josh Barnard. I'll hand it over to you. Josh, are you there?
Good morning, Chair Kelly, members of the board, State Forester Mukamoto. My name is Josh Bernard, and I'm the Interim Division Chief for the Forest Resources Division. Today, I'm here to present the updated work plan for Forest Resources Division and get the board's approval of that work plan. The updated work plan reflects the work to implement the Private Forest Accord legislation that you just heard about in the previous topic. And at this point, I'm going to have support staff there pull up a presentation to help walk through this vision. All right. First thing I wanted to touch on before we get into the details of the plan is the key for milestones as they're identified in there, whether an item is to be determined or an information or preceding decision item or a final decision item. And there are still one or two items that are paused due to the focus on the private forest accord here. So as we move through, these are some of the symbols that you will see in the matrix. Next slide, please. All right. Today, I'd like to primarily focus on the section under implement legislative direction. That's where the bulk of the updates have been made since our January board meeting. The first line there that I would like to talk about is the Private Forest Accord rule package adoption by November 30th, 2022. Senate Bill 1501 sets this process up, and it basically encompasses the Private Forest Accord report, which has been referenced earlier today. It'll encompass the holistic rulemaking for that report. In addition to the significant workload with that, some other things that are specified for that rulemaking is it does define an alternative process for rulemaking. It'll be slightly different than the normal process we conduct with the board under the Administrative Procedures Act. It specifies that the board will hold a 30-day public comment period and one hearing in conjunction with that public comment period. It also changes the process where there will not be a typical standing advisory committee for this body of work, but rather directs connection with the accord authors as we seek clarity on policy topics. And also with this particular rulemaking, with the timing in November 30th, 2022, I believe the currently scheduled November board meeting is about mid-month. And we may suggest moving that forward as a special board meeting to allow a little more time with the magnitude of information that will be part of that rulemaking package. So, and that's the first piece there, first major milestone for Senate Bill 1501. The next item is specifically called out in Senate Bill 1501 as well. Basically directs the board to establish a process for federally recognized Indian tribes to join the HCP application process. So as we work towards developing these rules and preparing to submit an HCP application, we'll need to determine what that process looks like, and that may end up being in rule as well. So that's there as a milestone as well. And then the next deadline will be submitting a HCP application by December 31st, 2022. So really, we'll be needing to work on that process in parallel with the rulemaking to begin developing those materials and preparing to submit prior to December 31st, 2022. The bill also notes, as other folks spoke to this morning, the requirement of establishing an adaptive management program committee. And it specifies that needs to be done no later than November 30th. And it references process and where the original solicitation for those members will come from. Most representation coming from the current accord balance. To support the work of the Adaptive Management Program Committee, there's an independent science and research team that will also be established. Those participants will be identified by the Adaptive Management Program Committee and appointed by the board. The bill does allow another window of opportunity to further amend the FPA rules, rules that are not specifically identified in the report, but that we may recognize as we go through the initial rulemaking package on the first line there. The may need amended allows for a time frame by July 1st, 2023 for those amendments to be conducted. Some of the other requirements in 1501, it does require an annual report on private forest accord implementation that will ultimately go to the legislature. It specifies rulemaking in two other areas. Tethered logging rule analysis is required to start within 3 years of the bill passage. And that timeline is to be determined as far as on this matrix. Start of that timeline is just a little bit beyond the dates shown here. And then it also specifies rule analysis for post-disturbance salvage logging. And that needs to be completed by 2025. And so you can see on here, we've placed that kind of in sequence, starting after some of the other rulemaking and committees are established. To note on the HCP application, and I think some of the comments earlier today, the primary decision for the board recognizing there and moving forward with an HCP, but that work will continue into the future, and we will learn more about that process as we engage with the services and a contractor on that work. So those are the highlights for the private forest accord implementation. The other note and change since we met in January is we do plan to kick off again the rule analysis for the marbled murrelet in November of 2023. As we work through the accord legislation, we will be adding more capacity. And we think even though we'll be supporting the HCP process into the future, that we will have the capacity to reinitiate that process in late 2023. And so at a real brief level, those are the changes that are in this work plan. Before I shift to questions, I do have one other slide here that just recaps the rest of the items in the division work plan in addition to these. If I could get you to go to the next slide. And these will look familiar. The remaining timelines here for updates on post-fire recovery and working to develop the Climate Smart Forestry Award are still on the same timeline. And then we maintain the board updates that have typically been on this work plan. So as noted in the staff report, staff recommendation today would be to approve the work plan. With that, that's a pretty quick synopsis. I'd be happy to take any questions that you might have about the details here. Next slide.
Brandon McComb.
Yeah, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Josh. you know, your group has a ton of work to do in a short period of time, and I just want to start off what I'm going to say with that acknowledgement. Relative to the marbled murrelet rulemaking, I think that petition was received about 5 or 6 years ago. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And I'm also relieved to hear that I think I heard earlier that you're getting some funding to hire either staff or consultants to help with the private forest accord work. Given the amount of time that this rulemaking for the murrelet has languished, I'm wondering if some consulting FTE could be added to try to make some progress on that too. The last work that was done that I'm aware of was Jennifer Weichel's report from 2019, and not much has been done since. And we know that the Matt Betts and Jim Rivers' study will have additional information this summer. So it seems like a consultant could provide to you and to the board some recommendations regarding resource site identification well before whatever it was, November 2023.
I appreciate that question, Brenda. And as you know, we've looked at it and kind of looking at the timelines here for the Accord work. You know, when we hire a contractor, it still takes a fair bit of staff time and, you know, ODF leadership capacity to also, you know, connect with that process and help move that forward. And, you know, the thinking right now is we've planned to have a facilitator help with the MRLAT process when we kick that off. But with the workload here, it still seemed like November 2023 or somewhere in about that range was going to be the first opportunity we had to pick that work up.
Okay. I think we're going to have some public testimony on that issue, so we may want to return to that before a vote. Chandra Ferrari.
Thank you, Chair. Chandra Ferrari, for the record. I was actually going to make the same comment that Brenda did as well. Pretty uncomfortable with the timeline for that petition right now, recognizing that we have a significant workload with the PFA, and I fully appreciate that. I guess the fact is that, you know, that is an aquatic plan with the PFA, and Marble Murrelet has been languishing, as Brenda said, for going on 6 years. And so I would like to be able to explore opportunities and ways that we could help to make some progress on that timeline before the end of 2023.
Okay, any other board member questions or comments? If not, we will move on to see if we've got anyone signed up from the public to provide comment. Lori, do we have anyone signed up?
Yes, Chair Kelly and board members, we do have one person signed up for agenda item 3.
Okay, thank you for those, whoever has signed up to provide testimony to the board today. We ask that you not exceed the allotted time of 3 minutes. I ask that before you start, that you state your full name and associated affiliation if you are representing a group or organization. A timer will be provided to track your time, and if you exceed this time, someone will prompt you to provide a closing statement. Hillary, are we ready to proceed?
We are, Chair Kelly. For today, we have one individual joining us, Mr. Salinger. Let me just prepare your timer, and I will call on you when it's ready.
Great, thank you.
Ready to begin.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Bob Salinger. I am the Conservation Director for Portland Audubon Society. Chair Kelly, Director Mukamoto, and members of the board. Audubon was one of 13 conservation groups that signed on to the Forest Accords, and one of six groups that were involved, conservation groups that were involved in the negotiations for the OFPA Accords. We're very, very supportive of advancing this work, and we truly appreciate the work of staff, especially Kyle, and the extensive work that is ahead, and the work that's going into the planning, the work planning for that. At the same time, and I appreciate the comments that have already been made on this by board members, we are very, very concerned about the OFPA Marble Murrelet resource site work is being delayed. And I would point out that it has, in fact, been 6 years since we and others brought that petition for rulemaking regarding the Marble Murrelet resource sites. The technical report has been done since 2019. In 2021, the state of Oregon uplisted the Marble Murrelet from threatened to endangered. As proposed, it would be another 2 years before we would even return to this, making it 8 years since that petition was filed. We know from federal reviews that the greatest loss of Marble Murrelet habitat is occurring on private lands in Oregon. So addressing this is urgent. We do not believe that there is information coming forward from the research that's currently going on that will influence this decision. We believe you have all of the information you need before you to make a decision. We also believe that continuing to delay is inconsistent with Oregon law, specifically ORS 183484, which does not allow for unreasonable delay on decision-making. When the state receives a petition, it has a choice to either to deny or approve proceeding with that petition. And once it agrees to move forward, it needs to move forward. 8 years is too long. We strongly support advancing the OFPA Accord work, but we urge you to also move forward with the upwind work on marble murrelets. The riparian work is incredibly important, but we also need to move forward on uplands as well. And I would just end by reflecting on the fact that we've had a lot of really good testimony about a new path forward, a way of moving forward in a different way than we've moved forward in the past. And it would be truly ironic if we use the OFPA Accords as a reason for not advancing on the marble murrelet work, to default back to old patterns on the marble murrelet, even as we celebrate a new way of going forward on the OFPA Accords. So again, really appreciate the comments in regard to this today. And I would urge us to find a way to expedite the marble murrelet work in, as well as the OFPA Accords. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. We appreciate your participation today, and you're welcome to stay in the Zoom meeting for the remainder of this item. However, we just ask that you remain muted and disengage your video. Chair Kelly and members of the board, this concludes our public testimony for item 3.
Okay, that opens up our opportunity to have a little further discussion on this. The proposed motion is that the board approve the 2022 through 2024 work plan for the Forest Resources Division. You know, specific to the marble murrelet, I think, you know, as a citizen, I am, you know, also bothered when something can take this long in this kind of process. And it seems hard to defend. On the other hand, you know, from what I have learned, it does appear that the population is fairly stable. So that's it for what I'll say. And I'm just any other comments, and I'm open to a motion or, you know, a revised motion, whatever anybody would like to let's just say on this. And I see I've got 3 hands up, so I'm not sure who went up first, but I'll go to Joe Justice.
Thanks, Chair Kelly. I would just encourage us to take this plan as the department is before it. I don't know that we understand the amount of time fully. We have to take a recommendation from staff as to what they believe that it'll take. I am sensitive to the timeline. I hear that. I appreciate that. But I think we have to rely on staff to make their estimations of what are reasonable timelines to do this work right. So I guess I would encourage us to support this this work plan as it's been submitted. And that's where I'm at right now.
Thank you. Carla Chambers.
Yes, I think that we have just unbelievable commitments on the staff right now. And I just want to make sure that we're doing things well. And getting this private forest accord across the goal line just seems like a huge monumental effort, you know, in light of just all the different projects we've got going on right now. I'm just afraid we're going to put the staff into doing so many things. We're going to start doing things very poorly. And having spent my life in business, that's a pretty fine line and you can get there quick. And I just think we have to be realistic with what the staff can accomplish and accomplish well.
Okay, thank you, Brenda.
Recognizing that the private forest accord work is the priority in my mind, I would like to propose that the motion be amended to indicate that State Forester Mukamoto will explore with staff the possibility of contracting some work out to expedite the decision on the marbled murrelet.
Okay, we'll consider that a motion. And then Ben Doimling.
Thanks, Brenda, for that suggestion. I was going to suggest something similar in that I think would support moving forward with the plan that's been proposed. I think the private forest accord is too important to derail, but I want to make sure we have a mechanism in place that we can revisit the murrelets sooner than 2 years from now. So, I am generally in support of this, of a theoretical middle path.
Okay, Chandra Ferrari.
Thanks, Jim. I would agree with that. I probably would like to recommend a friendly amendment to Brenda's motion that would be a broader look at options beyond just a contracting situation. We did get, or the department did get, significant resources to implement the PFA, and I agree that's a priority. We're actually probably have more investment in the department than I think we've ever had historically. And so what I'd like to also understand is, as I understand that takes time to bring on capacity, I understand there's going to be a lot of shifting around, but some of that's going to crystallize as you guys take those actions. And we're going to probably have a refined understanding of what additional capacity might be available as you're making some of those adjustments and bringing some of those resources on board. So I'd like to keep the opportunity open to adjust those timelines when you have a fuller understanding of some of that, and think about creative ways we might be able to use some of those new resources.
Okay. Brenda, did you mean to have your hand up still?
Sorry, Jim. No, I forgot to lower it, but I do support Chandra's comments.
Okay. And Joe Justice.
Yeah, I guess we just have to be careful here. I'm okay with trying to have the department come back and reevaluate whether or not this timeline is, you know, if they can begin to move this timeline, I'm okay. But I don't want to imply anything that we're not accepting the timeline by which the department has recommended that they could achieve. And I just think we just need to be really careful here. We're getting into trying to, you know, their business and their operations, and I'm okay. I think we just need to be very, very delicate with. I think maybe if the state forester can bring back, it's, you know, here's some other options or some. We're talking in kind of what can we do? We don't really know what we can do. There's really no kind of finality. You know, I don't really understand what that is. I guess I'm okay with a motion that modifies has the state forester bring back some other options as to what may potentially speed up the timeline. I mean, that's what I'm hearing is people want that to be sped up, and that's great. That's great. I just don't want to impact the humans that are having to do this and the stakeholders that are going to have to be involved with this, that we don't get an unreasonable timeline. We just need to have more information before we make any kind of, I would suggest that we, adopt this timeline, and I'm okay with Brenda having just very, you know, an instruction to the state forester to bring back some options to the board that may result in speeding up the timeline, because we don't know. So.
Okay, I see Liz has got her hand up there.
Can't find my hand on the computer, but I recognize trying to weigh the fact that we have a timeline that has been lengthy, and I'm sort of ameliorating the fact that, you know, the population seemed to be pretty stable. So, you know, I agree with Joe about having a thoughtful way of approaching this and leaning into, you know, the intimacies that the staff has about proceeding diligently along, you know, the timelines for these plans.
Okay, Brenda, again?
Yeah, thank you. So just to be clear, Joe, I completely agree that the timeline for the PFA work, we need to stick to that. We should not deviate from that timeline. My request is that the state forester work with Josh and his staff to explore opportunities to move forward the Marble Murrelet rulemaking in a more timely manner.
Right. You know, I'm hearing quite a bit of agreement, and you would add the point that even though the PFA is oriented towards aquatic species, it's pretty obvious that there should be some benefit for Marble Murrelet. So it confirms where we should be here. Also, it was pointed out to me that in October, we'll have a chance for some corrections and review of our plans on and could possibly make, of course, corrections at that point. So I think we have a motion on the table to approve with a directive to the state forester to look at any opportunities to be able to come back to the marbled murrelet and issue and make progress there. If that's clear enough, then I would seek a second to that. And
Jim, I'm willing to second that. I would only add to that. I agree with that, but I would just amend that motion to say, if that timeline, if it's possible to move forward. I don't want to suggest that we're painting this picture that we today know that it's possible to advance that timeline, because I don't think we do. So I would be willing to, if Brenda would agree with a motion that the state forester would look into the possibility of advancing the timeline. I know that's just kind of a finer point on it, but right. I don't want to suggest that we're here today telling the department you need to advance this timeline. If you can advance this timeline and it is possible to advance this timeline, I'm okay.
All right. Well, with that, I think I'll consider it seconded and put the motion forth for a vote. Board members, go ahead and unmute, and we'll. And I am going to run through each of you for a vote. Liz?
Yes.
All right. Carla Chambers?
Yes.
Ben?
Aye.
Chandra Ferrari?
Aye.
Joe Justice?
Aye.
Brenda McComb?
Aye.
And myself, I am an aye as well. With the board in consensus, the motion carries.